Hello, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting, the National Finance Committee, for July 13th, 2021. We believe we have a quorum, so I'm convening the meeting, and I'm asking the secretary, Paul Martin, to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Teresa J. Allen? Nick Arena?
Here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Julie Hewitt said that she would be very late, so she may not make it in time.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton?
Here.
Anita Sims?
Here.
Okay, that's nine. We have a quorum.
Wonderful. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, so we're going to go to adopt the agenda. The agenda is convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call. Adopt the agenda. Chair's announcements, 2 minutes. There are no chair's announcements this evening. Number five, minutes approval, 3 minutes. Six, review of corrected KPFT. Review of corrected KPFT draft budget. That's going to be 1 minute. I just want to announce to everybody that I sent it around again so you can review it. It will be going to the, I'll make that announcement when it's time. Number seven is the ICFO report, Anita Sims, 10 minutes. And then number eight is review the March, April, May, 2021 financials, 12 new business, 13 adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. And Anita, if you want to just combine number seven and eight, your report with the review of the financials, that's fine. Would you like to do that, Anita?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay. So, R. Paul, we could take out number seven, I guess.
Teresa, for the stack.
Hi, Teresa. Okay. We noticed you weren't here for roll call. Are you?
Oh.
So you're obviously
I'm here
present.
Now.
Very good.
Right. Okay. So what we're doing is the let's see. Seven ICFO report and review the financials. We're going to combine all of that. Is that it?
Yeah, we only need one of those items because it's going to be the same thing. So why don't you keep ICFO report in your Sims, and instead of 10 minutes, we'll just – I don't think we even need to put a time on it because it's going to be the whole meeting.
What do you want to do?
Let's just put ICFO report, Anita Sims. Review March, April, May 2021 financials.
Okay. And then after that will be 8 instead of 12. And
yes.
9 will be adjourn. So you're making this motion and you've sort of amended it as you said it, so I'm not going to put this as an actual formal amendment in the minutes.
Good.
And fix that. All right.
Mr. Chair, may I be on the stack?
Yes, you can, but I think we need to finish this, or at least we need to let our Paul get it straight, and then we'll see if anybody has a comment on it.
Let's see. Okay, chair's announcements, we'll just write none in and keep on going. So it becomes ICFO report, Anita Sims, review March, April, May 2021 financials. And that's seven, and after that is new business, after that is adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m., and I think that's what I got. Okay.
Very good. All right, now, Teresa, did you want to be on the stack to discuss this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering when this would be in this agenda. I would like to see a copy of the amended loan, the suggested loan. And where? How do I get a copy of that so I can see it?
Okay. You want to put that as number 9?
Or, I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult to get it, to ask for it. I would also like to see a copy of the contract for who is handling the sale of KPFT.
Right. Okay. Well, if these matters are going to be on the agenda for discussion, we have to figure out where to put them. And so since this is new, but you're bringing it up now, I don't want to put it in new business necessarily, but I would like to put it after Anita's review of the financials.
Okay, that'd be fine. What
okay, with you.
Does that make it then?
I think that would be 9, Arpal.
9?
I'm asking Arpal because he's the one putting it together.
That would be actually 8 because 8 right now is new business. So this would be 8 and that would become, okay, and what are we putting in there?
I want to see a copy of the contract for sale with the broker
for
sale of KPFT's property.
I don't know that I want to see a copy of is really the way to put it into an agenda. Discussion of, okay, what is it? The
request
for to see the contract to sell the KPFT property with the broker, which I believe.
How about discuss contract of KPFT contract for sale of building?
Well, I don't know whether we'd say discuss it if we haven't got a copy of it.
Well, we're going to discuss whether we can get a copy of it. So
yeah,
that's the subject matter.
Has anybody on the national board requested to see a copy of it?
That's getting into the discussion, Teresa. What we want to do is just have a very brief notation of something generally related to the topic, so we can just have a name for it on the agenda. So,
discussion again, of contract. What's the contract about?
Brokerage contract sell the KPFT property. And then I also want to see the loan that was redone that had
discussion of the financial implications of the sale of the KPFT building.
That's not that specific, I think.
Well, first of all, I think that would have to be in an executive session to discuss that. I just want to see a copy of it. Isn't the first step just to request a copy? And if you've asked for it on the national board,
how about discussion of requests for documents?
Yes.
By me.
Throw that all in there.
Yeah.
Discussion of.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit distracted. But the loan. What's the loan called?
I think Arpal summed it up pretty well.
Well, we're talking. Well, if you want me to say what's the name of the loan? What is it called?
The FJC. We call it the FJC loan.
FJC loan. I want to see the FJC loan paperwork, the ones that were redone when we refinanced.
Okay, so that's the documents.
Yes.
So we can specify what the documents are, and then
we'll
do that in the discussion.
Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry.
No worry. We all need a little patience tonight. It's been a rough few days. Arpal, what did you finally get for that?
Discussion of request for documents. Do we want to put a time on that?
Teresa?
I say it should be less than 5 minutes. Just want to ask for the documents.
So 5 minutes.
Okay, so to add. Oh, and what item is this going to be?
You said number 8.
Okay, so it'll be number 8. So add after ICFO report. Add after ICFO report, discussion of request for documents, 5 minutes.
Good, okay. Teresa?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else with anything for the agenda?
Well, did we approve that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Arpal. You're right. Is there any objection? Hearing none. We'll discuss it when we get there. Let me know when you're ready, Arpal. And then we'll proceed. Oh,
okay, give me a second. Give me 1 second. And
take
I'll
your time.
In there. And okay, I got it.
Wonderful. Okay. So that would bring us up to, oh, now we have to adopt the entire agenda. We just adopted the amendment. So is there any further discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as read? Piecemeal as it was. Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. And then we'll go ahead to the chair's announcements, of which there are none. And that will bring us to minutes approval. Arpal, are there any minutes?
Yes, hold on a second.
Take your time. Just for anybody who's listening, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say, for anybody who's listening, we haven't met for a few weeks, and so we're having a little lapse in getting it together here. Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay, I move that we approve the minutes of the May 25th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Excellent. Is there any discussion?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Let me look again. I didn't type something right, I think. 1 second.
No worry.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. I move to approve the minutes of the June 8th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Yes. Very good. Okay. Is there any discussion? Any corrections, changes? Hearing none, with the understanding that changes can be made later, we'll say that that's approved. And now we'll go to number 6. This is a review of corrected KPFT draft budget. And all I want to say about this is that we were going to try and pass it at the last PNB meeting. Didn't happen. So it's going to be going before the PNB at the next meeting, the day after tomorrow. And if anybody, any of the board members, directors would like to review that in anticipation of that, they should do so. And if anybody on this committee wants to review it prior to that time, they should also do so. So that's all I wanted to say about that. And now we go to, unless anybody else has anything on that. Hearing no one, I will go on now to Anita's report/review of the March, April, and May financials. Anita, I apologize for all that stumbling to get to you, but are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for your patience.
And thank you. Great being on the call again. It seems like I've not been on here for several months. It is not, that's an exaggeration, obviously. But anyway, I wanted to start out in very high level, talk a little bit about the numbers, if you will. And I hope that you have March in front of you. If not, I guess we could send it out to you if you wanted to look at it. But if not, I could go ahead and kind of talk about the financial narrative that we provide, but also, again, just speak really to the numbers. And then I'll
Anita,
go more into detail.
Anita,
yes, sir.
This is the chair, sorry. Why don't you go ahead and do that, and then everybody can look and see if they have that. I believe you sent this all out recently. Was it
last Thursday?
Okay.
I sent out.
The 13th.
Thank you.
The 13th, yeah. Thank you, Lyndon. Okay, so why don't you go ahead with your high-level review and whatever else you want to say, and people can see if they need to have that resent in the meantime.
Okay.
Chair, this is Chris Corey. I just had one comment,
Chris,
that I'd like to make before she gets started.
Of course.
Who else was there? I'm sorry. I stepped on someone
Sharon,
else. Was that Teresa?
I just had a question. I had a question also. This is Sharon, but go ahead, Chris.
Okay. What I was going to say is that for anybody who has a more recent financial, like, for example, the May financial, the March is contained within there. The only thing that you would be the libretto, the analysis, the monthly analysis, which you'd only find in the original email. So you could follow through the numbers, but you wouldn't be able to follow through the text. I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
And Chris, I appreciate that. I actually had mentioned to James that maybe if I just talk about May, I can send the narrative also, because you're right. If they don't have the narrative in front of them, they're kind of lost, if you will. Does that work for everyone?
Works for me. Anyone else?
Works for me. And this is Sharon. And I was just going to ask what Chris answered. So, yes, that was my question about the May financials. So, thanks.
Very good. Thank you, Sharon.
All right. So, everyone has May in front of you, that, and again, be happy to stop and answer any questions. But again, let's start with May year to date, if you will. We generally start out with a consolidated net operating gain or loss, if you will. And again, in net income year to date through May 31st, 2021 is $1 million. Versus negative $84,000 as of May prior year. So again, it was an overall increase in income of $1.1 million. But I want to point out it was all due to the recognition of the first PPP loan of $1.2 that was forgiven in full, and that is why we were able to record it. The second has not been recorded because we don't have forgiveness as of yet. And any questions just on that? I just realized I didn't have the right one pulled up either.
This is Lyndon.
I do have a question, Anita. And okay, go ahead, Lyndon.
I was going to wait, Anita, but since you opened it up there,
sure.
Can you give us any idea of where the second Paycheck Protection loan sits, what its process is? Or how close we're to getting it forgiven?
Well, I think it's a matter of a couple of weeks. I've heard, one, we got a notice saying that they were changing the paperwork and expediting the process. So we're waiting. Quite frankly, it does not imply that it's not going to be forgiven. It's just that they have done some internal things. I'm talking about SBA. To expedite the process. Again, the application, if you will, has been submitted a long time, quite frankly. But I think it was the bottleneck, really, in that organization. But again, what we think, and I believe this was in my conversation with Tamara, that probably in a couple of weeks we should hear. I think Tamara received a recent email that it was in process. But we don't know really what that means. If they're investigating or not asking as many questions as they had. But again, that's really about all I know, other than I have seen some things in the news about it. I wanted to add that.
Is that all, Lyndon?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're Anita, welcome. I wanted to ask if you would say a little thing, a little bit about the question that we discussed, which was, how should we interpret that we haven't gotten the forgiveness yet? And you had specifically mentioned that you were aware of what was going on in general in the industry and with other clients, and you had made a comment with regard to that. Do you recall that?
Yes, yes, certainly do. Again, with some of our clients that are in the same situation as Pacifica, our understanding is that it does not imply that they're not going to be forgiven. Again, initially, you know, there's some questions asked that were answered. I think Pacifica is just in line like many others. Again, and we felt really better to have known that at least it was being reviewed or had been reviewed.
Thank you for that, Anita. Appreciate it. Anyone else on that? Okay, sorry to have interrupted you, Anita.
Oh, it's quite all right. I don't mind answering questions in between, so please ask me. And if you have May in front of you, I wanted to kind of point out on the revenue side of things, if you will, from the consolidated level, we ended, quite frankly, in revenue at 8.5 versus 7.8 million year-to-date as of May 2020. So that was an increase of 757,000 or 10%. From prior year. Expenses year to date through May 2021 were consolidated 7.5 million versus 7.8 year to date as of May 2020. So we see a decrease, if you will, of 348,000 or 4% overall. If I may, since these are current financials, I will state that staff is working on June financials, so hopefully we will have those available fairly soon. But if you want to look at, as an example, KPFA, if you will, year-to-date revenue, line 18, year-to-date, column AB. Again, they saw an increase of 257,000 from prior year, May, if you will. And I'm assuming that all of you have it in front of you or can see it. That's about a 10% variance, if you will. Expenses a little bit further down. 27, line 27, same column AB, 2,124 versus 2,106. So a swing of about 18,000. And it looks like it is in salaries, about 86,000 in increase, if you will. Any questions so far? Hearing none, I will point out again the net income, if you will, line 36, and that was 456,576 versus 216,000 prior year, so a $239,000 swing. So, that was very impressive. Any questions?
I do have a question. This is Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Anita, thank you. Is that increase in income at KPFA, is that from the PPP income, or is it from listener donation?
It's some from listener donations. PPP is we generally put or have been putting in the narrative what the PPP represented for that station, which in this case was $343,000.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
This is Lyndon, if I could. That would be seen in January under miscellaneous income in line 17.
Line 17 in January? Is that what I heard?
I believe so. It's $373,000 in that month.
Yes, but that is the PPP funds, a portion of it.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lyndon, thanks.
Sorry, yes. That is correct. So that is combined. I hope for us to separate it, if you will, and probably have a line of other revenue or what have you. Something that can be distinguished immediately. If we could move on to KPFK.
Go ahead, Anita.
Pardon me?
This is your show. You're running it.
Thank you. Line 17, total revenue. Year-to-date is $2,185,000 versus a little over $2,022,000. So that was a swing of $162,000 in revenue. Again, PPP represented $322,000 of that. So it was, in this case, a combination when you look at the net income, if you will, because expenses are down from prior year by about $188,000. Again, line 26. So the net income on this is $1,500 versus a loss of $349,000 prior year. Any questions so far? Hearing none, we'll move on over to KPFT. Again, as brief as I can be, when I look at line 15, total revenue, year-to-date, as of May, is $421,000 versus a prior year, $488,000. So it was a swing of about $76,000, $77,000. Keep in mind that $35,000 was PPP. The expenses on line 24 were down, though, considerably, or by $38,000. If you look on line 24, again, in salaries, if you will, were $149,000 versus $178,000. And other line items, as in administration expenses, that was lower than prior year. Again, but when you look at net income, line 33, year-to-date was a loss of $63,174 versus $25,000 loss in prior year. Any questions on that?
This is Lyndon Sussack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yeah, I'd like to point out to the committee, if you look at line 21 under row 21 of the programming expenses, you can see March, April, and May money that was spent to upgrade our facility, our electronic facilities.
Thank you, London. You are correct. If no questions, we'll move on to WBAI.
I do have a question. This is Sharon again.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of a question for Lyndon, but also maybe for you, Anita. When you say that that was for the upgrade of the facilities, was that for the upgrade of facilities at the building that's now going to be sold?
Sharon, no. This is computers and programming software that's at the transmitter plus replacing parts of the transmitter.
Good. Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, good.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. If you turn to WBAI, line 13, for May, year-to-date was $938,000 versus prior year, $945,000. So about $7,000 difference. Line 22, total operating expenses from current year, $912,000. So it's a little bit down from prior year by about $7,900. Again, prior year was $920,000. Again, to me, it's in personnel costs. Line 16, if you will. And some of the other areas were a little bit higher, if you will, certainly in admin expenses. I can look further down to see what line item those were involved. And it looks like telephone expenses. That line was lower in May, if you will, than from prior year. Sorry, I'm looking at a different column. I will say that as every month we add, and we're very close 2 months to year end, it makes it harder to see on one screen this spreadsheet, if you will.
Right.
Still looking at AB, if you will, and looking down at admin expenses. So admin, if you will, telephone was higher than prior year by about
Lyndon for the stack.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Do you have any idea, I mean, why they were, you know, trucking along at 477, 627, 477 a month, and then they have a $10,000, $693 bill in May?
I don't have it handy, but if you give me time after my presentation, I will look it up and send it to everyone. Because I did ask, I remember that question when we first saw it. I'll look, Lyndon, and let you know.
Thank you.
So net income on line 31 is $143,000 loss against prior year of $143,000 loss. So an improvement, if you will, of $723 overall. Any questions on that? We go to WPFW. Again, looking at total revenue to start out with, line 14, an improvement, if you will, from prior year, $1,283,000 versus $1,061,000. But the PPP represented funds represented $111,000, if you will. So that was a variance of $221,000. So there was still a gain, if you will, even with showing the PPP funds. Expenses on line 23 were also in salaries were lower by $36,000. Line 17, and also, but administration expenses, 358 were a little higher from prior year by $31,000. Specifically, I will look to see if I have any notes below there as far as where the swing was. Office supplies was about $4,000. And then the other line item is office rent, about $23,000. Again, when we look at line 32, they end the year-to-date with $222,000 versus a prior year of $58,000. So that is a swing of $164,000. Again, $111,000 of that is PPP funds. Be happy to entertain any questions in... quite frankly, look deeper, if you will, into different areas that you might have questions on.
This is Lyndon. I have some questions, but I'll defer to anybody else since I've been doing a lot of talking.
Don't hear anybody else yet.
Okay. I have two questions, Anita. The $77,000 that was paid out of the, or at least partially paid out of Paycheck Protection that went to the Four Times Square payment, I mean, they wanted some a letter of credit, but we gave them cash instead. So have we received that cash back?
No, not to my knowledge. But I do I believe, if I remember correctly, you had checked on that, and I was CC'd on it. I think we got you an answer. Let me find that email. And
I believe that I was told, and our Paul may, or maybe this wasn't in a finance meeting, but I was told that it was they wanted
prepay.
They wanted a credit, line of credit or type of deal. They didn't want cash, and so they were supposedly just holding that till we gave them the line of credit, but we couldn't get a line of credit, or that was the story that I heard back when I did ask. And so I was under the impression that we were going to get that cash back because they didn't want to hold our cash at the bank, I guess.
But to my knowledge, they have not received the cash back.
Okay, thank you. Okay. My second question is the two of the stations have gotten gifts due to deaths recently. Have those been recorded other than on the central services side?
No, they have not been recorded. I think they're being recognized in one in June, I believe, and one in July.
Okay. Is there a good reason that that we would get money in, say, February or March and not record it till June or July?
Really, no. There's no reason, with the exception if we didn't have it or have the information on it. Which one in particular are you referring to?
Well, the $124,000 from the house in LaPorte, Texas, that'd be one. I think that transaction went through in February. March, I'm sure we would have the money in March. And then the other is the $200,000 that the BAI has already, I think, wired to National.
Right. And that one I am aware of. That one of Houston, I believe the question has been asked from Lydia, so I'll let her respond if she hasn't. We are aware of it. But, again,
Do you need to get more information so you can book it? Is that what you're...
Yes, like in paper.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're thanks. Welcome. Any other questions?
I have one general question, but I'd like... Arpal, you go ahead and go first, because I have a set of general comments about the financials as well.
Okay.
So I'll wait for you. Go ahead.
Okay, this will be fast. Yes, the 200 grand and change came in June, and so I guess we're not going to see that until the June financials, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, James, can I have the floor?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, so I've been reviewing the May financials for a little bit here, and there's a few things that jump out at me. One is, and it's been repeatedly by Anita, and that's that without the PPP funds, Pacifica's condition has actually deteriorated, although perhaps maybe not as much as one might expect given this year over year. We had a better start to last year than we did to this year, for sure, just because the economy is in so much worse shape than it was then. But I'm getting an overall change in the consolidated of maybe 160,000. I'm getting deterioration showing at three of the five stations, and two of the stations are performing a little bit better, KPFK and WPFW. I realize that looking at the books, it's hard to see that. If you want me to illustrate how that can be seen, I'd be happy to send you all what I kind of crunched the numbers in a funny way to be able to see this stuff. I basically backed the PPP funds out of the financial statements.
Chris, and I
created a separate column. Did you do that as well, Anita?
Yes.
Good. So
yes.
My question for you, Mike.
Chris. Why don't you send that to me, and while you're at it, maybe send it to everybody. I'd like to
see it. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I don't actually have a – I just have the –
I don't mean now.
Yeah, of course. I'll prepare a document. So the question I had is this. So there's been some structural changes that have been – that are taking place at KPFK, and I can see that those structural changes are improving the overall condition at KPFK, although it's still obviously losing money. My question is there any way for you to tell what's likely to happen given, the amount of time that's taken place since these changes have taken effect and the balance of the year that we have coming up versus the amount of unchanged data that we had from the prior year? In other words, can you kind of speculate about how this might impact the books going forward? Because the way I'm viewing the overall situation is this: as an organization, we've reduced expenses about $350,000, and we've also, if you remove the PPP funds, lost about $200,000. Are we going to be able to reduce the expenses enough to bring those numbers into line without the PPP funds? Realizing, of course, that the PPP funds are going to be forgiven. I'm just trying, if going forward, we're going to be operating in a cash positive kind of way. Do you understand that question? I'm getting throwing a lot of ideas out all at once. I'll state it in a different way if you don't understand. Thank you.
Chris, I'm sorry. If you were asking me that question, I will send you, though I don't have it handy, my analysis. Again, what I did is I took each unit, if you will, backed out the PPP to, and then compared it to last year at the same time, and see where
Wonderful.
We're at. Okay.
That's perfect. That's great. And so my addendum to that is, did you do that going forward as well, based on the fact that things have been changing? There's a dynamic changing situation at KPFK in terms of its structural costs, or is there no forward projection of this?
I really don't have that, with the exception is that I did add the additional, the second PPP, to see what we would look like for year end.
Okay, can I have a follow-up question, James?
Of course, Chris.
Thank you. Is it possible for me to inquire with Tamara for her to possibly, you know, I'm just assuming everything else is the same with all the other stations. In other words, projecting forward four units exactly as they perform through the first half of the year, but operating under the assumptions that KPFK will have an improved performance over the balance of the year. Can I get Tamara to come up with a projection that is based on that scenario?
Absolutely.
Okay, I will ask her. I'll just direct that question directly to her. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Any other questions?
Anita, this is James.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of thinking that Chris's question is related to the conversation we had earlier about projections going forward for the organization and what, you know, our overall picture is and what do we need to do to make sure we're going to be stable. And, you know, we shared some thoughts on all of that. Would you like to share thoughts on that at some point, maybe at the end of your presentation here? Yeah. Now, or would that be premature for you?
I mean, I can do that now. I mean, essentially what we were talking about earlier is really looking at how we were at, not just through, of course, once we get June, but then as look at the future, if you will, or at least out to year end. Also take the year to date, because that really the estimated with the 2 months will really become the basis for our budget beginning for 2022. So we want to really start doing that, and then being able to still look at revenue and expense. And again, if we can project out looking at cash flows of what we're going to look like, if short, if you will, for the end of the fiscal year. So what you and I talked about, James, and also what Chris is really talking about is very, very similar.
This is Sharon for the stock.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is, well, I'll just ask the question. You know, I've heard sort of conflicting things about the status of the audit, so I was just wondering if you could clarify what's going on with the most recent audit, the fiscal year 20 audit?
The only thing that I'm aware of is taking a look at the amount of the pension, if you will. Again, because back going to 2016, 2017, there was an estimated amount of a liability, if you will. So, Jorge, the auditor, and us have decided that we, if we don't have any support, that in fact we could reduce that expense, if you will. But that is the only thing that I am aware of, that there was, that we were looking at the audit again. I will say that we're also working on the 990, because we know that we have a deadline next month. So that is coming along very nicely. Well,
in
plenty of time for review.
Okay. I mean, so does that mean that the audit was submitted and signed and submitted and sent to the Attorney General on June 30th?
It went, because we discovered that it did not need to go to the AG's office. It did not go there. I mean, I was the one that sent it out to the same individual attorney that has been helping or did help with the 2019. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't know that it was discovered that it did not need to go. Maybe you could just explain that. That's what I mean. I've been hearing like conflicting things, so I don't understand what's happening with that.
Well, I mean, that's all the information that I have, really, because up until June 30th, I had no reason to believe otherwise. So, I mean, I did submit it to the attorney, so it was gone on June 30th. What we're saying is that we want to take a look at that expense. Just wanted to finish my thought there on the pension so that audit could be restated before it goes anywhere else out. And also the fact that we have an extension or till August 16th, 17th on the 990, then that gives us an opportunity because those two will need to tie, of course. The numbers reflective in one and the other.
I think it's August 16th, Anita. And Anita, isn't it the case that if you can review those pensions, of course, you don't want to make any prediction, but one of the purposes, because we have extra time to review that pension issue, is it might be able to address the qualification of in the audit in a positive way. And that would be beneficial. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for Jorge. I know I saw that implied, if you will, in an email. But again, I would say that it would improve the bottom line, if you will. We exchanged email today with George and Jorge. And my understanding, be happy to send it to you, James, that we would move forward with that adjustment.
Lyndon for the staff.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I would just like to say that I concur with Sharon. I'm still confused as to what happened, and it doesn't look like Anita has enough information to clarify this for us. How about the rest of y'all?
I can possibly clarify it a little bit. The audit committee chair sent out a notice that the audit had gone, was sent to the attorney general. And when I saw that, I sent out a similar notice. And I got a phone call a couple of days later saying that it had not gone to the attorney general. But the last time we did the 2019 audit in April, when it was sent to the same person that it was sent to this time, it went to the attorney general, and that person, I guess, was we thought that person worked at the attorney general's office. Turned out that person was an independent attorney who was forwarding it to the attorney general, and this time, before it was forwarded, the information became available that in February we had applied for an extension to file, I guess it was the 990s. And because of that, we had until August 15th to submit the audit. And then, we're going to take advantage of that extra time to, you know, the Attorney General was not expecting it by the 30th, and we were going to take advantage of that extra time to do some more work on the pension question that I mentioned earlier that would redound to our benefit in the final result in the audit.
I was not at the board meeting last Thursday, but I believe Lydia addressed it, perhaps. Is that correct?
She did. She did. I think the audit committee chair also put out an email about it.
Our Paul for staff?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Wait, can I just ask one more? I'm sorry, follow-up question on that.
Okay, with you, our Paul?
Sure.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I appreciate that explanation, James and Anita. So my question went out of my mind there. But I guess my question was, when you said that the Attorney General wasn't actually expecting it, so I guess, is that, so you said that it had been sent to this independent contractor, so it hasn't, somehow it didn't get to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General is clear that they were not expecting it. I just guess I want a little confirmation on that point.
That is the information that I have, and I guess, you know, we can ask these questions of Anita at the next PNB meeting, which will be the day after tomorrow, and try to get further clarification, but that is what we've been told. And the person that it was sent to that we thought in the last time this was all done, we thought was at the Attorney General's office, turns out to be an attorney working under the trade name, I don't know what you would call it, of attorneys for nonprofits. And so that that party apparently had forwarded to the Attorney General last time, so we thought that was the process that was going through. And we all thought, we were all working under the impression that we were under a June 30th deadline. Emails were going back between the auditors, to NETA, the audit committee, Lydia, you know, everybody was copied on these emails, and nobody ever said, no, June 30th isn't the deadline. But then 2 days after June 30th, turned out that it wasn't the deadline. So we got some explanation from Lydia at the last PNB meeting, and I'm sure there'll be questions at the next PNB meeting, and that's where it is. But it's not late. It's not, it was actually okay. Completed. It's done, but we're not incurring any penalties, and it's not considered late.
Okay, and thank you, R. Paul, for letting me finalize that. Thank you.
James, could I add one thing?
Of course.
To clear up, the individual that I sent it out to, the attorney, was by Lydia's instructions. I wanted to add that. Thank you.
R. Paul?
Okay, so when I got the news, I told people the audit is in and on time by June 30th. Is that statement true still, or isn't it true?
The audit was completed at 6:30. Again,
okay.
I asked for direction of where it went, I got that, and I sent it out. Okay. I personally did that.
So, R. Paul, I think I can answer your question. As again, we were all rushing, believing that that was the deadline, and as I said, I didn't find out until 2 days later that it was not the deadline. And so, your direct answer to your question, was it done on time? It's yes. It wasn't sent in. It's done on time because it's not. We found out it was not due until August 16th, and the answer to the other direct answer to your other question, was it sent to the Attorney General? That was incorrect. It was sent to this attorney that we thought was the Attorney General, and turned out not to be. And then, you know, the whole thing about the an extension had already been applied for in February came out. And I don't know how the disconnect between that information and everybody working, laboring hard under the impression that it was due on the 30th. I don't know where that disconnect was.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that, how it got rooted around there. The other thing is, you're all under the impression it was due on June 30th. Everybody has been on the NFC, we've had the statement over and over and over again from all sorts of management in Pacifica and other people that June 30th is the really deadline for things because it's supposed to be in March, but we always get an extension. And in those years when we were doing them on a yearly basis, it was always a big rush for June 30th. So this is sort of large news here that we are able to put it past June 30th and be okay.
Well, just remember that was a result of an extension that was applied for in February prior to the March due date. So I don't know why they gave us an extension of that length, but that's apparently what happened.
And
if that was a question for Anita, I didn't mean to step on Anita if you wanted to.
No, and I'm also wondering about the CPB, because my impression, again, for years on the NSC has been that they also demand that it be done by June 30th. So, I don't know. Does anybody know exactly that?
Yeah,
or
yeah, I can answer that. Yeah. In fact, what happens is in normal years when we're in the CPB program and we're receiving community service grants and MASC grants, the annual application deadline is June 30th. But since we were kicked out of the CPB program, we actually have to file a new application to get back into the program, for which we would have needed the audits. As you remember, I was excited about maybe since we might have been getting the audits early, we could have an application all ready to go for CPB. I was marshaling people together to try and do that. And lo and behold, it turns out that since we're kicked out of the program, it's not a regular annual application for community service grants. It's an application to be admitted into the program itself. It's a new, we're approaching now as a new applicant. And the deadline for that is May 19th.
Yeah.
And so we already sailed past that.
All right. And so we don't have to worry about the CPB for another year or so. Okay. Thank you.
Well, here's the thing about that. We do have to worry about it because we need to get our audience numbers up to qualify.
Yeah. I understand that. My point being, we don't have any strict deadline facing us at all right now is the answer. Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Well, but I'm just going to say it's not a strict deadline in terms of we have to rush to get something done right now, but we do have a strict deadline, which is May 19th next year, and we have to have everything correct by then. And at that point, we will make our application, and then we have to do, under normal circumstance, we have to do an additional year of near-perfect performance of all the requirements to then receive grant money. And we need the time. We need the time until next May 19th to get it together to do that. Right now, it's not clear that we might be able to get into the community service grant program. We would not get into the MASC grant program. And I guess there is some question was whether we would get in at all. So we need the time to get our ducks in a row. So
okay, so no close deadline happening at this point.
No, that's right.
Thank you.